Well, first of all, Lisa, thanks for having me. I suppose I started kickboxing 12 years ago now. I was up at St. Gobain's College, as it was known at the time, just doing a summer camp. And there was a lady there called Denise Daly. And she actually was just doing a bit of kickboxing every day with the kids, and I loved it. And I said to Mom and Dad, where can I do this full time? And I've been training with Ian Kingston in the Westport Kickboxing Club ever since.
Great stuff. So, I mean, you've represented Ireland now and won national, junior and world titles at this stage. Tell us a little bit about your repertoire of results, I suppose, at this stage.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, you know, I started when I was 7, and I took to the fighting side of kickboxing very, very quickly. And I went to my first All-Irelands when I was 9 years old. And the way it works with the kickboxing is if you win your national title and you fulfill criteria during the year in terms of summer camps and things like that, you're able to represent Ireland abroad. So I suppose I started doing that when I was 9, and I've done it ever since. So I clocked up 11 junior All-Ireland titles and travelled away every year. The junior Europeans would be on, for example, 1 year. The next year would be the junior World Championships. And overall, I came home with 2 world titles, 2 European titles, a silver at the Europeans and a bronze at the Worlds. So I was lucky enough to kind of win a medal every year of the way. And I finished off my junior career as the number one seed in minus 50 kilos junior female. So that was my goal.
Wow. That's unbelievable, Lily. Like, when you talk about all these titles you have at this stage and you're still so young, is it a case of this is just normal to you now, or do you appreciate every title as it comes?
Oh, do you know what? If you knew the amount of, you know, time and I suppose money, effort, things like that go into it, every fight that I win, I really do appreciate it. I don't take it for granted. I suppose it's when I lose a fight more than when I win it that I really do know I am there, you know? So, I really do appreciate every win. And now that I've turned senior, you know, it's that step up again. So it's like I'm starting afresh, really. And I'm mad to keep the goals coming if I can.
Good stuff. Yeah, before we talk about your senior career now and, what you know, the gold medal at the World Cup, you talk about the hard work that goes into it to be such a successful kickboxer. Just take us through what a normal routine might be like for you since, as you say, at it since 7 years of age.
Yeah, well, I train with Ian Kingston. He's the Irish national coach, and he's very enthusiastic. You know, he's very professional in what he does. And so I suppose we train every day during the summer coming up to competitions, at least 6 times a week. Ian likes to get us in on the Sunday when he can. But each day is allocated to something different. So just for example, now it changes every year, but Monday could be fitness work. Tuesday could be conditioning. We could do a bit of sparring on Wednesday, you know, things like that. Thursday could be a fitness test. We have each day is allocated to something different so that we're getting an all-round kind of fitness, if you know what I mean, preparing for the championships.
Yeah, it's very much a way of life for you, I'd say, Lily.
Oh, totally. As I say to my friends and my family, I see the lads in the club and I see my coach more than I see them during the summer. So it's a pretty kind of professional lifestyle, and I enjoy it, don't get me wrong, but a lot of hard work does go into it.
Absolutely. As you say now, you've made the transition to the senior grade and things are going very well for you there. And as you said, a gold medal in the World Cup in Italy recently. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, do you know, going from senior or junior to senior is quite a big step, you know, it's a big jump. You're competing against people who've been in the game a lot longer than you have. And I was lucky enough to compete at the Irish Open International, which is one of the biggest events in Europe for seniors. And I fought that the last 3 years and won it. But other than that, I hadn't really done much in terms of like my international standings. So I said to Ian this year, my goal was to head over to the Italian Best Fighter World Cup over in Italy, and he said okay. So we did a bit of training for it, and I headed over there. Actually, it was my first time fighting without Ian, my coach, behind me, so it was pretty tough. But I went over there. It was a weekend event. I fought at minus 50 senior female category, and I actually won it. I beat an Austrian in the first round, Lise Kossler. I fought her a few times before, so that was pretty okay. And I fought 2 Italians then after that. So it was tough. It was really, really tough. I was on the last section, the last day of the tournament, so I was pretty tired. But it all worked out in the end, so I was delighted with the win.
You're just 18, Lily, yeah?
I'm actually 19.
You're 19 now. Yeah. But your opponents at these World Cup contests, how old are they at senior
level? Well, Lisa herself, no, I don't know their ages exactly. I'm only guessing, so to speak, but Lisa is definitely in her 20s and the other two ladies pretty similar, you know, like I suppose it's hard to keep on fighting as you get older, as you can imagine, same as boxing and things like that. But the ladies that were fighting definitely were kind of mid to late 20s, so they have a few years on me.
Yeah, but it's a great start to your senior career. And have you ever been hit with any bad injuries, Lily?
Do you know what? Not really. I was talking to one of the reporters there from the Echo there a few weeks ago, and I was explaining to him how I've been lucky enough to kind of to breeze through my career really with injuries. I got worse injuries playing football, to be honest, Gaelic football. You know yourself. But last year I was boxing for UCC at the Intervarsities, and I was fighting in the senior section, so the standard was pretty good. And in my first round up there, I hyperextended my left elbow, which would be one of my main weapons.
Yeah.
And I did a good bit of damage to it, unfortunately. And it was coming up to the World Championships in kickboxing, so it was kind of a rough time. But I just kept it strapped for the whole year and didn't use it really. But it brought my legs on a lot. My kicking got a lot better. So I suppose there's a lot of pros to getting injuries like that. So
yeah,
it's getting there now. I'm nearly back to full fitness. So
good stuff. That's good to hear. Yeah. And when you go to the world stage or the European stage, it's obviously a great indication of Irish kickboxing to see you do so well.
Oh, totally. Well, listen, like, I know kickboxing isn't one of the most popular sports in Ireland, you know, but it's definitely getting there. It's the fastest growing martial arts in Ireland. And, you know, over the years, we've really, really shown on the world stage how good Ireland and Irish kickboxing really is. You know, we've been ranked 4th and 5th at the junior WAKOs and the senior WAKOs. So, you know, we're really, really getting there for such a small country. You know, it's hard to kind of put ourselves up there against massive countries like, you know, Russia and Great Britain. They always top the medal tables because there's so many numbers. But we really are in the top 10, and people do know how good Ireland really are.
Good stuff. And what's next for you now, Lily?
Well, actually, at the moment, I'm taking the summer. I'm training away to summer, but I have a two-year kind of plan in place now for the next World Championships, which are actually being held in Ireland, which is fantastic, taking a good bit of strain off us. So at the moment, I'm just helping out from the club as much as I can, training away. My brother is on the junior Irish team, and there are a good few of the lads in the club are as well, and they're heading away to Rimini at the end of the year. So it's just helping them, sparring with them, preparing them for their big day over in Italy in the World Championships. And then, of course, I suppose at the start of next year is when things will be getting really, really serious for me, preparing for the next senior World Championships.
Excellent stuff. Well, Lily, it's you know, it's been a pleasure to speak to you. Fair play to you. You've achieved so much already, and I know we'll have to keep an eye on things, especially coming up to those competitions. But look, congratulations on the Southside and District Sports Award and all your wins ahead of that. And thanks for speaking to us.
Great, Lisa. Thanks for it. Would I be able to just say thanks a million to family, friends, you know, the usual, all my club mates, my coach and everything, and to UCC for all their help and funding, and Michael Minahan with Minahan Chartered Accountants, because without all those guys, I wouldn't really have gotten where I am today. So just a big thanks to them and to yourselves as well.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's a very important thing, I think, from a sports person like you. We've talked, you know, about how much training you do, but it's all compromises that other people around you make as well.
Yes. Exactly. Everyone puts in so much time and effort, especially my parents, you know, taking time off work to bring us to Irish training camps and bring us abroad. And, you know, financially, we've been funding ourselves for the last 10 years, really. I've only gotten a bit of funding last year and this year, which is a great help. So thanks a million for that. But to all the family members and everything, without them, I wouldn't have gotten where I am at all today.